This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Hare Krishna to all the listeners. I am very happy to present my long talk number 33 on Srimad Bhagavatam, and the ongoing discourse is going from chapter 5, first canto, and the title is Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll begin today my third talk on this topic from text 11 onwards. So to begin with, an invocation prayer as usual, briefly. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Gopijane Vallabha Girvare Dhari. Gopijan Vallabha Girvare Dhari. Yashodanandani Vrajane Ranjane. Yashodanandani Vrajane Ranjane. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanti Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaye Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Isthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Lalita Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savedutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri विशाखान्वितम् सचा हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपति गोपेशे गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्री वसादि गौर भक्ति वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण सो टू बिगिन फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 11 तदेवाग विसर्गो जनताग विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम् अबदवती अपि नामानियनन् तस्या एयशो अन कीतानी ययत शनवंती गायंती गणवंती साधेवा वर्ल्ड बाय वर्ल्ड ट्रांसलेशन तत् डेट वाक वोकैबुलरी विसर्गा क्रिएशन जनता द पीपल इन जनरल अगा सिंस विप्लवा रिवॉल्यूशनरी यस्मिन इन विच प्रतिश्लोकम ईच एंड एवरी स्टेंजा अबद्धवती इरेगुलरी कंपोज्ड अपि इन स्पाइट ऑफ नामानी ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेम्स एटसेट्रा अनंतस्य ऑफ द अनलिमिटेड लॉर्ड यसा ग्लोरीज अंकितानी डिपिक्टेड यत व्हाट शनवंती डू हियर गायंती डू सिंग गणंती डू एक्सेप्ट साधवा द प्यूरिफाइड मेन हु आर ऑनेस्ट ट्रांसलेशन ऑन द अदर हैंड द लिटरेचर विच इज फुल ऑफ डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ग्लोरीज ऑफ द नेम फेम फॉर्म्स past times, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation. full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is a qualification of the great thinkers to pick up the best, even from the worst. It is said that the intelligent man should pick up nectar from a stock of poison, should accept gold even from a filthy place, should accept a good and qualified wife even from an obscure family, and should accept a good lesson even from a man or from a teacher who comes from the untouchables. There are some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place without exception. But a saint is far above the level of an ordinary man. He is always absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord, because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere of the world will change. And as a result of propagating the transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions. While preparing the commentation on this particular stanza of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a crisis before us. Our neighboring friend China has attacked the border of India with a militaristic spirit. We have practically no business in the political field, yet we see that previously there were both China and India, and they both lived peacefully for centuries without ill feeling. The reason is that they lived those days in an atmosphere of God consciousness, and every country over the surface of the world was God-fearing, pure-hearted, and simple, and there was no question of political diplomacy. There is no cause of quarrel between the two countries, China and India, over land which is not very suitable for habitation. And certainly there is no cause for fighting on this issue. But due to the age of quarrel, Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on slight provocation. This is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age. Systematically, there is propaganda by a section of the people to stop glorification of the name and fame of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, there is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. It is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do all the supermost good as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. Because India has failed in a duty by neglecting this responsible work. There is no much quarrel and trouble all over the world. We are confident that if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, certainly there will be a change of heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. So, just to mention here, when Srila Prabhupada was writing this purport, there was a war between China and India. And now as I am talking about this, the presently the war is taking place very fiercely between Russia and Ukraine. Very unfortunate. So the same thing applies there as well. So the mass of the people in general are tools in the hands of the modern politicians and leaders of the people. If there is a change of heart of the leaders only, certainly there will be a radical change in the atmosphere of the world. We know that our honest attempt to present this great literature conveying transcendental messages for reviving the God consciousness of the people in general and re-spiritualizing the world atmosphere is fraught with many difficulties. Our presenting this matter in adequate language, especially a foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary discrepancies despite our honest attempt to present it in the proper way. But we are sure that with all our faults in this connection, the seriousness of the subject matter will be taken into consideration, and the leaders of the society will still accept this due to its being an honest attempt to glorify the Almighty God. When there is fire in a house, the inmates of the house go out to get help from the neighbors who may be foreigners. And yet, without knowing the language, the victims of the fire express themselves and the neighbors understand the need, even though not expressed in the same language. The same spirit of cooperation is needed to broadcast this transcendental message of the Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the polluted atmosphere of the world. After all, it is technical science of spiritual values, and thus we are concerned with the techniques and not with the language. If the techniques of this great literature are understood by the people of the world, there will be success. So when there are too many materialistic activities by the people in general, all over the world, there is no wonder that A person or a nation attacks another person or nation on slight provocation. This is the rule of the age of Kali or quarrel. The atmosphere is already polluted with corruption of all description, and everyone knows it well. There are so many unwanted literatures full of materialistic ideas of sense gratification. In many countries, there are bodies appointed by the state to detect and censor obscene literature. This means that neither the government nor the responsible leaders of the public want such literature. Yet, it is in the marketplace because the people want it for sense gratification. The people in general want to read, that is natural instinct, but because their minds are polluted, they want such literatures. Under the circumstances, transcendental literature like Srimad Bhagavatam will not only diminish the activities of the corrupt mind of the people in general, but also it will supply food for their hankering after reading some interesting literature. In the beginning, they may not like it because one suffering from jaundice is reluctant to take sugar candy. But we should know that sugar candy is the only remedy for jaundice. Similarly, let there be systematic propaganda for popularizing reading of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, which will act like sugar candy for the jaundice-like condition of sense gratification. So when men have a taste for this literature, the other literatures which are catering poison to society will then automatically cease. We are sure, therefore, that everyone in human society will welcome Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it is now presented with so many faults, for it is recommended by Sri Narada, who has very kindly appeared in this chapter. The same thing is going on at the present moment, unfortunately, Russia-Ukraine war. So there is a need to get familiar and to get information, to get knowledge and be of very good understanding after going through sincerely Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The next is text 12. Naisha karmiyam api achyuta bhavo varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjinam kuta puna sasivad abhadram ishvare na charpitam karma yad api e Akarinam. World by world translation. Neshkarmiyan, self-realization. Being freed from the reaction of fruity work. Api, in spite of Achyuta, the infallible Lord. Bhav, conception. Varjitam, devoid of, na, does not. Shobate, look well. Jnanam, transcendental knowledge. Alam, by and by. Niranjanam, free from designations. Kuta, where is. Puna, again. Saswate, always. Abhadram, uncongenial. Ishware, unto the Lord. Na, not. Cha, end. Arpitam, offered. Karma, fruity work. Yatapi, what is. Akaranam, not fruity. Translation, knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, as referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of the transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literatures and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahman when they are devoid of devotional service. So when speculation on the impersonal Brahman is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruity work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service. Such speculative knowledge and fruity work cannot lead one to the goal of perfection. Fruity work, in which almost all people in general are engaged, is always painful, either in the beginning or at the end. It can be fruitful only when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is confirmed that the result of such a fruity work may be offered for the service of the Lord. Otherwise, it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruity work is the personality of Godhead, and thus when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living beings, it becomes an acute source of trouble.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawa 2, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
The next is text 13. Atho Mahabhagyo Bhavan Moghadrak Suchi Shrevasatya Rato Dhrati Vrata Uruk Rama Vyakil Bandhau Muktaye Samadhinanushe Emara Tade Vichesh Titam. World by world translation. Atho, therefore, Mahabhag, highly fortunate. Bhavan, yourself. Amogha Drak, the perfect seer. Suchi, spotless. Shrava, famous. Satya Rata, having taken the vow of truthfulness. Dhrata Vrata, fixed in spiritual qualities. Uru Kramasya, of the one who performs supernatural activities. God. Akhila, universal. Banda, binding. Bondage. Muktaye, for liberation from. Samadhina, by trance. Anusmara, think repeatedly and then describe them. Tat, which is the term, various pastimes of the Lord. Translation, O Vyasadeva, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. And thus, you can think of these pastimes of the Lord in trance for liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. Perpetuated by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. People in general have a taste for literatures by instinct. They want to hear and read from the authorities something about the unknown, but their taste is exploited by unfortunate literatures which are full of subject matter for satisfaction of the material senses. Such literatures contain different kinds of mundane poems and philosophical speculations. More or less under the influence of Maya, ending in sense gratification. These literatures, although worthless in the true sense of the term, are variously decorated to attract the attention of the less intelligent men. Thus, the attractive living entities are more and more entangled in material bondage without hope of liberation. For thousands and thousands of generations, Shri Narada Rishi, being the best amongst the Vaishnavas, is compassionate towards such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures. And thus, he advises Shri Vyasadeva to compose transcendental literature, which is not only attractive, but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva or his representatives are qualified because they are rightly trained to see things in true perspective. Srila Vyasadeva and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in their vows due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotting in material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive novel information every day, and the transcendentalist like Vyasadev or Narad can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the material world is only a part of the whole creation, and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. There are thousands of literary men all over the world, and they have created many, many thousands of literary works for the information of the people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility on the earth. This is due to a spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, are specifically recommended to suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from the pang of material civilization, which is eating the vital part of human energy. The Bhagavad Gita is the spoken message of the Lord Himself, recorded by Vyasadeva. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental narration of the activities of the living being for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is meant for all the living beings all over the universe for total liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Such transcendental narrations of the pastimes of the Lord can be described only by liberated souls like Vyasadev and his bona fide representatives, who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Only to such devotees do the pastimes of the Lord and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord. Even if they speculate on the subject for many, many years, the descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in this great literature about 5,000 years ago is now exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present, and future. Such liberated persons as Vyasadeva are perfect, not only by the power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception. In thinking, feeling, and all other sense activities, a liberated person possesses perfect senses. And with perfect senses only can one serve the sense proprietor Hrishikesha, Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is the perfect description of the all-perfect personality of Godhead by the all-perfect personality Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas. Next is text 14. So the next is text 14. Tato anyatha kinchan yad vivakshata prathag dashas tat krit rupa नम भी न कर ही चित क्वापी चे दुष्टिता ए मतिर तभेत लभेत वाताहत नौर इवासे पदम. वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. टाटा फ्रॉम दैट अन्यथा अपार्ट किंचन समथिंग यत व्हाट्सएवर Vivakshita, desiring to describe prathak, separately, drasha, vision, tatkrita, reactionary to that, rupa, form, namabhi, by names, na karhichit, never, kvapi, any, cha, and, dushthita, mati, oscillating mind, labhyeta, gains, vata, ahata, troubled by the wind, now, boat, eva, like, aspadam, place, translation, whatever you desire to describe, that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of the Vedic literatures. And thus, he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in his various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many demigods in different forms and names. The result is that people in general are puzzled how to fix their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed about finding the real path of self-realization. Srila Narad Dev is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasadev. And thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing consistent except the Lord. The Lord is manifested in different expansions. He is the root of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body, pouring water on the full, on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplies energy to all parts of the body. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavat Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead. The most defective part of worshipping demigods is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects, detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate direction for self-realization in eternal relation with the personality of Godhead by devotional service in transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach the perfection of self-realization due to the disturbed condition of the selection of object. The next is text 15. Jugupasitam dharma krati anusasita से भाव नक रक तस्यामान व्यतिक्रम यद्वाकीयतो धर्म इति तरा स्थितो नमनीयते तस्या निवारेणम् जन
वर्ल्ड बाय वर्ल्ड ट्रांसलेशन
जुगुप्सितम वेरिली कंडेम्ड धर्म कृते फॉर द मैटर ऑफ रिलीजन अनुशासित इंस्ट्रक्शन से भाव रक्तस्य नेचुरली इंक्लाइंड महान ग्रेट व्यतिक्रम अनरीजनेबल यत वाक्यता अंडर हूज इंस्ट्रक्शन धर्म रिलीजन इति इट इज दस इतरा द पीपल इन जनरल स्थिता फिक्स्ड न डू नॉट इनन्यते थिंक तस्या ऑफ दैट निवारणम प्रोहिबिशन जना दे ट्रांसलेशन द पीपल इन जनरल आर नेचुरली इंक्लाइंड टू एंजॉय एंड यू हैव एनकरेज देम इन दैट वे इन द नेम ऑफ रिलीजन दिस इज वेरीली कंडेम्ड एंड इज क्वाइट अनरीजनेबल बिकॉज दे आर गाइडेड अंडर योर instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of the religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vyasadeva's compilation of different Vedic literatures on the basis of regulated performances of fruitive activities as depicted in the Mahabharata and other literature is condemned herewith by Srila Narada. The human beings, by long material association, life after life, have a natural inclination by practice to endeavor to lord it over material energy. They have no sense of the responsibility of human life. This human form of life is a chance to get out of the clutches of illusory matter. The Vedas are meant for going back to Godhead, going back home. The revolve in the cycle of transmigration in a series of lives numbering 8,400,000 is an imprisoned life for the condemned conditioned souls. I will stop here in the middle of the purport, but I will continue from here onwards in my next talk. Thank you very much for your attention, and Hare Krishna to all the listeners.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.